So Parashat Sav in Shana Rishona, the Ben Ishchai doesn't have a drasha. So we're going to Parashat Sav in Shana Shnia. Okay, so it says Zot HaTorah LeOla. This is the Torah of the Ola offering, the burnt offering, LeMincha, the bread offering, the matzah offering, UleChatat, the sin offering, UleHasham. And the guilt offering, v'lemiluim, and ulezevach hashlamim, and to the peace offering, right? So it says, nearly says the Ben Ish Chai, b'siyat d'shmai, with the help of heaven, klalut ha'avodahi, the general avoda of a person is tzom kol momen, fasting, call of tefillah, and momen of tzedakah. Mm-hmm. Right?
Wait, what?
Momen, tzom is fasting, call is the voice of prayer or terror, and momen is money to give to tzedakah. That's the klalut avoda, general person's avoda. Shemisparam ole zot. The gematria is zot. Tzom is sadik mem vav, is 136. Kol is 100. Lamed Vav is 36. 136. Momen is 2 members is 80. And Anun is 50. That's 130. And Vav is 6. 136. So each one individually is 136. 3 times 136 is 300. And 3 times 30 is 90. And 3 times 6 is 18. Is 408. Which is Zot. Which is 400. Taf is 400. Zion and Aleph is 8, that's 408. So that has the same gematria. Ushloshtam yo'ilu b'mokam ha'korbanot. And these three aspects of avodah work instead of the korbanos. Ki hat betanit, when a person fasts, hadam makriv chelbo v'damo. He's makriv his fats and his blood to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right, by fasting, he loses his fats, and he loses part of his blood, and that's like the korban that you give the fat of fats and the blood. You zorek the dam of the korban to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ubekol shukore b'parshas ha'ola. He reads the parsha of the korbanos, and then the Gemara says the Gemara Menachos. He brings it from Ben Ishchai. The nechshavlo ki ilu he kriv ola. Reading Teres Ola is as if he's makriv the ola. That's bekol. So in physicality, that's done through the tanis, and in voice, in dibur, it's done through the Torah of learning about korban ola. Became b'shar korbanos, and similarly that korbanos. K'mo shekatuv, like it says in the pasuk in Hoshaya, v'nishalma parim sfateinu, that we will pay for the korbanos, right, through the parim, for these korbanos, these cows, yeah, with asfatenu, through our lips. V'ken b'tzedaka amru, this is the third thing, this is momen, amru rabotenu zal, gemara and sukkah, mem tesam with base, amar rabliyeza, says rabliyeza, gadol ha'osea tzedaka, it's bigger person does tzedaka, yotem mikol ha'korbanos, more than all the korbanos, shenema, because it says, aset tzedaka u'mishpat, right? When a person does tzedaka and mishpat, nifcha la'ashem mizavach, he's chosen from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's more chosen to Kodesh Baruch Hu than a Zavach, than a Korban. The Ken Amar Daniel, Alav Shalom, Le Nebuchadnezzar, and similarly Daniel said to Nebuchadnezzar, V'chatatcha b'tzedaka peruk, and your chet with tzedaka is removed. Right? If you give tzedaka, your chet can be removed. V'zeh zot hatera, and a chet that's removed from tzedaka is even an amazing, right? V'zeh she'ama zot hatera, and the korban can only be mikapa. Most korbanos can only be mikapa on a show cake, right? Zot hatera, that's the tera. Kloma, tzom, right? So you're explaining the beginning of the pasuk is zot tera ta'ola mincha nechatat. So now it says zot 408 of the tera. Kloma. The 408, which represents instead of the korbanos, which is som, fasting, kol, right? The Torah Ola, Torah Sa'ola, saying the Ola, and Mam and Sadaka, Shemisparam Zot, Shebehem, with them, Yekium HaTorah Kula, you keep Kol HaTorah Kula. That's why it says, Zot HaTorah, these 408, these three things, right? Tzom, Kol, Mam is Kium of the whole Torah. That Zot is HaTorah Kula, the whole Torah. Hinehem, they will help you, your Ilu. V'yashlimu, and complete in you. La'ola u'lamincho l'tachatat. They will complete in you all the offerings, of the burnt offering, the matzah offering, right? And the chatat, your sin offering. She'yaspiku b'mokom ha'korbonos kulam. They will be instead of all the korbonos themselves. V'ein tzarech la'adam. And a person will not need la'ola u'lamincho l'tachatat. He won't need these offerings if he does these three things. The Kumoshadash Rav of the Gemara, like Rav says in the Gemara in Zvachim, he says there, right? Al Lamdin Shel La Ola Ula Mincha. Those who learn about the Ola and the Mincha. Shem B'mokom Tevat Lo. La Ola. La Mincha. Right? In saying La Ola, La Mincha, you said not Ola, not Mincha. Right? In other words, though, even when we don't have an Ola, even when we don't have a Mincha, right? Right? The Lamedim, the Lamed of those things, right? There will be the Torah that we teach about the Ola and the Mincha. They will be instead of the Ola and the Mincha. They will replace the Ola and the Mincha. This drasha is in the Gemara in Menachos, Daf Kuf Yud. Amud Aleph, right? The last Daf of Menachos. And there it says, the robber says, it says, Zot HaTorah, it says Chuka. This is the laws of the Mincha. It says, Zot HaTorah. The Torah can replace even when there's a La Ola, La Mincha, La Chatat. Even when there's no Ola, no Mincha, no Chatat, the Torah of Teres Ola, the Torah of Teres Mincha, the Torah of Teres Chatas replaces the Ola, the Mincha, and the Chatas. Ube'emet, and in truth, Mashir Ilu Shlosha Elu B'mokum Kol HaKorbanos, how all these three work, i.e., the fasting, the Torah, Kol, and the Mammon, instead of Korbanos, Hu Mikor Chasdo Yitbarach, because of the Chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lechein, Mispa, Tzom, Kol, V'Mammon, Ole Mispam, Hodu LaHashem, Ki Tov, right? Ki Le'olam Chasdo. Hodu is 21, plus LaHashem is 26 and 56. So 21 and 57. Ki is 30. 107. Tov is 70. 124. Ki is another 30. 154. La'olam is 2 lamas 30.
330 total.
Yeah. No.
So it's 176. So add that to the.
2 lamas is 60. And then, no, a lamad and an ayin is 100. Lamad is 30. With the mem is 176. How much is that? So now we have 330. Chasto is 60, which is samach, and the David Vav is 70, 78. So we have 408, which is the gematria of Tzom, Kol, and Mammon. Ki al to'elet shlosh eile. Because of these three things, the benefit of these things, right? Because of these three things, the person gets the concept of Hodu LaHashem Ki Tov. He's moded to Kodesh Baruch Hu Ki Tov, right? I.e., because of the chasta of Kodesh Baruch Hu, with these three things, we can replace Maisa Korbanos. V'amru Rabotenu Zal, b'schut shlosh ha'enu, in the merit of these three things, shiyu b'shlemus, that will be done completely. Tia ge'ula, the ge'ula will come. L'chein, shlosh ha'elehem mispa mishichim. These three things is the gematria Mishichim. Mishichim is Shin is 300. 300 and Chet is 8. Now we're only looking for another 100. Mem and Yud is 50. And Yud and Mem at the end is 50. So you have 408. Shebizchutam Yavo Mishichim. Through them will come both Mishichim. Shehem Mashiach ben David. U Mashiach ben Yosef, who comes first. and then brings Mashiach ben David. V'yine, Rosh Tevot, Tzom Kol V'Momon, the Rosh Tevot, which is Kuf Mem Tzadik, Kamatz, Shehu Nikud Sfirat HaKete, Kamatz is Kmutzim, it's something which is hidden, it's Kamutz. And Sfirat HaKete is that which is hidden. It's a Kete on the Rosh, is not something part of the man, something beyond man. So it's something which is hidden. That's the highest rotzen, the highest will. Shebishleimutam tia geula. When we have all these three things, we'll bring on the kamat, we'll bring on the higher rotzen of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. When that higher rotzen is revealed in the world, we have the geula. Va'az nye mushpa'im. We'll have the influence of this higher rotzen, the awe of the Keter. The Keter represents the crown of the king, the higher rotzen of the king himself. Shumokum gavo. It's a very high level, the Elyon, very, very high. Gam b'schut shleimut shlosha elu. When a person is complete in these three aspects, yitukan chet begam adam arishon. He'll fix the sin of adam arishon. Shechata b'dar dar. He was chote in Darda. Shehi chlif reish bedalet. He changed the reish bedalet bedalet bereish. Kmo shekatfu hamekubalim zal al posuk kotz v'darda tatzmiach lach. Kotz v'darda. He replaced the reish v'dalet. Va'al yedei shlosha elu shmishbarim 408. I these three levels of Tzom, Kol, and Momon, Yitukan, Gam Shel Darada, Shemisparam, the Mispah of Darada, two ratios of 400, two Dalads are 8, 408, Stutz, Vagam, Bishut, Shlosha Elu, Yushalmu, Otiot Hu, will be complete the letters Hu, Shel Hashem, i.e., Heivav Aleph of Hashem, Vikise, and his Kise. Dichtiv, because it says kiyad al keska, right? The hand kiviyachol of Kodesh Baruch Hu is holding on to his kise, because it's not shalem, it's missing legs, it's missing the vavke, and we'll be mashed in the vavke of God's name, and the kise will become complete. The swap of the darab of the reish is when echad becomes acher, when the unity of Kodesh Baruch Hu becomes Elohim Acherim, i.e. when a person brings his own persona, his Anishabo, into his life, that's the Cher of Adam Rishon. That's the Yetzirah, the Ani, becomes part of his persona. That's the Elohim Acherim, that's his Yetzirah. That's El Zab Kirbi is Zu Yetzirah, that's what Gemara says. The Avodah Zarah, the Ani Sheba Adam, is when he changes the Echad, i.e. the unity of Kodesh Baruch Hu, to Acher, to Elohim Acherim, and he brings the Yetzirah into himself. That's the Darda, the swapping of the Dalet from the Reish. V'inei, Shlosh Dvarim Yikarim Elu, these three important things, which are fast, Torah, and Mammon, Tzedakah, even though it's possible to be that women can do them, it's more associated with men. Her husband has dominion over her. She's in her husband's rishus. She can't really make her own tanis without rishus from her husband. Without permission for her husband, because generally speaking, the time of the Ben Ish Chai, women used to be a carried bias, they used to be at the home, they never used to have a job. Nowadays it's different. Women have their own jobs and they have their own individuality, and therefore, in theory, nowadays they could both those things do. There's a difference in Choshe Mishpat if a woman works and has a, you know, she's in charge of the money. And her husband gives her a shus, and she can do whatever she wants. within reason. Yeah, you know, she can't go buy a house. But even in the time of Reish Chaya, the husband wasn't makpid. The husband would, you know, even though it was his money, he brought the money home. He would, yeah, she would have rishus to give to the ani that knocked on the door. The gamba kol shu esek hatera, the call of tera, enem yuchuyevet lasok. A woman doesn't have a chiyuv to be osek, to be indelved in it. Kinashem enem mitzvah talmud tera. They don't have a mitzvah talmud tera. They have a mitzvah to learn. They didn't, but not a mitzvah of chiyuv of lasok, to be involved in learning. Nimsa shlosha elim yuchadim laanashim. These three things are specific to men. Shem ika behem. They are main in these three aspects. The giving of tzedakah, the Torah, and the ta'anis. And also women, generally speaking, there's this other reason nowadays why women don't have fasts. Because they could be pregnant, or they could be, they're weaker, and it's not a good idea for women to fast. But men fast more than women. Nowadays, even men don't fast, they're weaker. A weaker generation. Ukeneged shlosha elu, against these three mitzvahs, even though women in theory, even nowadays, could do them, they're more associated with the man. Natana Kodesh Baruch Hu shlosha mitzvahs lenashim. He gave against these three mitzvahs three other mitzvahs to women. Shehem ikavehem. They be the main in those three. Just as men are main in the tzom, the fasting, the Torah, and the giving of tzedakah, there's other mitzvahs which are women are more, and the men aren't in those ones. For afapi the shaycha gam ba'anashim, even though it's relevant to men, right? But women are more ikar in the one. Which are those? This is mitzvahs chala, ne'er Shabbos, and taras mishpacha. Ki afal gav de gama ish eni yachol lechol blo chala. A woman can't eat bread unless it was taken chala from it. Right? V'chayev adlokas ne'er. If his wife's not around, he has a chiyuv. And even with the wife's around, he has a chiyuv of adlokas ne'er, just given over to her to do. Umuza b'isurim shel taras mishpacha. And he also has the issa of taras mishpacha. In Kolze, Hanashim Hema Ika, they're the main in these three things. The Eni Yechola Ba Lafrish Chala. The man doesn't normally take Chala. Im Yesh Lo Ish, if he has a wife, the wife, that's the mitzvah of the wife. He Mukdemet Alav Mitzvah Yu. She's first in this mitzvah. The Gabaneh Shabbos, Yesh La Kadima, she's first. Shehi Tadlik, the Tavarech, she should make the light the candles, and they make the bracha, right? Because according to the Ben Shchai, you light the candles, then make a bracha. Not like a Ravadia. V'ken mitzvah sanida, the mitzvah of Taras Mishpacha, shayechet ba'adavka, it's relevant mainly in her. She's the one who does all the things and goes to the mikveh. U'bezchah lo yesod. He's not so involved in the Taras. She's involved in the Taras. She's involved in the purity. V'ken timsa. Those three things that associate with men. There's one which is only relevant to men. Right? It's bigger than the two others that are with them. That's the call. That's the main one. That's the call. Ken yesh b'shlosha eila Hashem yuchadim lenashim, the three mitzvahs which are specific to a woman, mitzvah achad gedola min hashtayim, there's a mitzvah which is bigger than the other two. She'ima shaycha b'nashim yoteh, is relevant in the woman more. Vi mitzvah shmiras taras mishpacha, to be tahor, because that's a very, very big mitzvah. Taras mishpacha is shchina b'tachtonim, is bringing shchina into the world. Torah is the same thing as bringing Shkin into the world.
Why are they connecting
each other? Taras Mishpacha is bringing down the Shkina. The woman, the Zohar says that a woman represents the Shkina. One of the Amarayim, the woman in the Zohar says he used to get up for his wife like he used to get up for the Shkina. There's a story of Rishav Zalman, I heard, that a person used to go home with him. And on his way home, he used to, like, you know, fix his hat, do himself up nicely. So the Talmud was walking with Shlomo Zalman, said, I see the Rav has visitors at home. We're waiting for the Rav. I don't want to disturb the Rav. He says, No, I have no visitors. And I said, like, he says, so why is the Rav dressing up? So he said, my wife, Shechina. So, like, you know, and he was, like, surprised that the person asked him. He explained, you get up for the Shechina. She's the Shechina. she represents Shechina B'Tachtovim. That's the Mishkan. She represents the Mishkan. So the Mishkan was a Kala. Taras and Mishpacha is Chibul Shechina, is connecting to the Shechina. You can only connect to the Shechina B'Tara, with clarity, with purity.
Mm-hmm.
Torah is also Chibul Shechina. You can only learn Torah B'Tara, with proper thoughts. Okay, just as tefillin, you can only wear tefillin with proper thoughts. Torah is tefillin is lemanti Torah is Hashem b'ficha. So Torah has to be learnt with proper thoughts. Al kein, therefore, kama v'kama tzuchim anashim lechavev mitzvah zu, to endear this mitzvah shashmiras taras mishpacha, so the family purity. V'lizaher ba ma'od ma'od. Why? When a person connects in purity, the children are pure. Yan ki b'mitzvah zu yesh lehem yitaron al anashim. She's more involved than the wife, than the husband. Husband doesn't have yitara. Delo shayach b'huzod. It's not relevant to him. V'od ki b'emet mitzvah zu rabu azarot v'alachot. There's many, many dinim sheyesh ba. Me'a yadot al hilchot chala v'hilchot ne'. There's much, 100 times fold than on the hilchalachas of chala and the halachas of ne'a Shabbos. V'ha'overet al azarot shel hilchot tara. Someone who chas v'shalom doesn't keep these mitzvahs. On shechamu. It's a very, very big onish. Ki isu shelahu koras. It's koras. Chas v'shalom, disconnecting from the Jewish people. V'meila. Tavin ki hizira ba schara gadol v'atzum. Hascha is so great. Ki lefum tzara agra. Kun, the difficulty is the reward. And since you see such a big aveira, such a big isu, right? It's with your own wife. It's an isu arayas with your own wife, right? Such a big aveira, right? That means the Tara brings to such a level of kedusha, and they're the same thing. The Tara, because the Mishkan had to be made in a certain way. If the Mishkan had to be made with Nedivus Lev, with a willingfulness, and had to be willed with Taras Halev, the purity of Lev, wanting to give to Kadosh Baruch Hu, so too a woman, when she prepares herself with Taras Mishpacha, there has to be a willingness and a desire and a connection. And the bigger the desire, and the bigger the Tara, and the clarity and the connection, is the bigger the neshama they bring to the world. Clear?